Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well,
go ahead. I just want to click you in. Go ahead. You got it. I'm running the switchboard for you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, look, that's what's going on. I want to let everyone know that SoundOff had to help me because of the fact that the switchboard was acting up. And so he is my eyes on the switchboard, and he's going to actually help me with this show tonight as we chop up the last 30 minutes. I did not want to just let the show die because it was really meaningful to one of my listeners, and I wanted to go ahead and honor their request by looking into it some more. And, Sound, you actually learned some things tonight about Tupac, huh?
The video, you know, I got on and I spilled my little piece about how I didn't believe it and gave you all my reasons, but after looking at that video, man, I don't know. It was a lot of interesting stuff on that video. A lot of stuff. The video that Ed
Newton what sparked what was it that kind of changed your opinion? Because at first you were like, oh, he dead. I seen the picture, he dead.
Yeah.
But then when you see the tattoo missing, and it kind of sparks the curiosity, doesn't it?
Yeah. I was watching the video that Ed Newton put up, and they kept showing the autopsy, and it kind of reminded me of the picture that I saw, the one in the video
right.
of him laying on the table, and they kept showing this tattoo on his neck that was missing. And then there was another video I pulled up on YouTube where they had a sighting, and it looked somewhere like Mexico, and it was this guy getting in his car, and they kept showing all these head shots in his ears and the back of his head. And the video, it showed the guy's back of the head getting in the car. And it's just
yeah.
real interesting video.
It is, because, you know, there's another one, too, that I want to play. With his mother, Afeni, okay?
Okay.
And this one is really interesting because this is the actual autopsy, the guy that did the autopsy on Tupac, okay?
Okay.
And he was questioned because remember how we were talking about his weight earlier?
Okay.
He had gained 40. It was at the time of death, he was 40 pounds heavier than he was 4 months prior to his death. And people are wondering how in the heck could he have gained 40 pounds, you know, that fast in 4 months. Then she asked him if the fingerprints matched up, you know, just everything. Like the other caller, you did hear her, and I hope you call back in, sweetie. I do apologize. I want to let the caller know that when the switchboard hung up on us, she was actually stating that there was some jeans that were out that he was wearing that weren't out yet. And it was it a video or a magazine cover that she reviewed? you know, people are just wondering, like, you know, everything happened so fast. There was no funeral. There was no death certificate.
Mm-hmm.
There was no pictures of him in the hospital.
Right.
You know,
Brian, I will say this about the video. You know, I would hope that no pranksters or that you know, cruel, that they would do this to the American public and a lot of the great Tupac fans. And especially his mom. I would hope that there aren't pranksters out there. You know, YouTube is a big thing now. It's a big, fascinating wheel. And people get their rocks off on the big craze with YouTube seems to be putting a video up, seeing who can get the most hits. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
And I would just hope that people aren't, you know, finding someone that looks like Tupac and putting these fake videos together just to see how many hits they can get and really stirring up all this controversy. I really hope that's not what's going on.
Right.
If there's some validity to this, then hey, it is what it is. But I would just hope pranksters aren't out there, in respect for his mom and his family, putting up these fake videos just to see how many hits they can get and gain some bullshit popularity online. You know, so I want to throw that out. Yeah.
And you're right about that, because this is something that is serious. You know, you don't want to lie. You don't want to play when it comes to something so near and so dear to the American people's heart. You know what I'm saying? I want to take a look. Now, we're going to go back to this autopsy report. I'm going to have y'all take a listen. And this is Afeni Shakur and the man that actually did the autopsy report. And I want y'all to listen to this. All right. Please let me know if you can hear it, all right, because I'm going to play it now.
Okay.
And tell me your thoughts, all right?
Okay,
here we go. Actually, let me do this. I'm going to actually play it on another line here. Sound, I need you to pick up that second line because I'm going to monitor it on this one. I need to monitor the sound.
Okay. Which line?
Okay. Second line coming in. Go ahead and pick that up, and then we're going to play the video on this line.
Okay.
All right. You got it?
Okay. I see one line. You're on one line. I already have that line open. I'm waiting on the second call.
Okay.
So okay, there it is. There it is. Okay, I got you.
Okay. All righty. Let's see how this sounds. Okay, so let me go ahead, and now I'm going to pop it up. But thank you so much, you guys, for hanging tight with us throughout the technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And now what I'm trying to do is get the video to pop up.
Real quick, Ed Lips types in, you still got the Matrix thing going on with two chat rooms. You got two people in the other chat room, so I'm pretty sure you got some more people listening in the other chat room. So we apologize.
Okay, here's
we got two chat rooms. Go ahead.
Oh, this sucks. All righty. It should be coming any second. I apologize. My computer's been bugging all night. But this was really important for me to play because this answers a lot of questions about Tupac's weight, his death certificate, and his mother's thoughts on not having the funeral. Okay. So I gotta play both sides here. I gotta play the ones that believe he's still alive, and I want to also give information on those who believe that he is.
If you can get that video from Brown, let me know. I got my switchboard up on my end too.
Yeah, I'll make sure to send you the link over because this computer is bugging. I'm getting so frustrated, you guys, but I'm determined to do this story tonight, so y'all hang with us as it's coming up. This is what I'm going to do, Sam.
Is this an audio or a video? Is this video link?
It's an audio. Well, it's a video from, it's a video, and I'm going to send you the link here. Let me instant message it over to you.
Okay.
You guys, thank you so much for hanging tight. Like I said, this is so important. But, you know, as this is coming up, what I want to talk about is I just truly believe. Oh, here it is. Now it pops up. Okay. All right, here we go. All right. Can y'all hear it?
A little bit. Let me see.
Can't hear it.
Just a little bit. Okay, there it is.
Multiple gunshot wounds. He was shot three times, I believe, or three that I identified.
Yeah.
And we had him identified by fingerprints. I didn't know him personally. So if it wasn't Tupac Shakur, I don't know who it was. But all the identification we had was authentic.
Would it be possible to fake the coroner's certificate?
You know, anything's possible. But I don't think it was.
I certainly think that, and I have here a copy of Tupac Shakur's driver's license, and that was issued in May that year. And this is the official coroner's report. And if you compare those two with each other, he had gained 47 pounds in 4 months. That's really strange, isn't it?
Well, weight on a body is determined by putting the gurney and the decedent on a scale.
Yeah.
And that scale may or may not be accurate. So sometimes the weight is off, and sometimes the height is off. An individual standing up is usually shorter than he is when he's lying down.
Do you know if there is an official death certificate for the coroner?
I have one.
You have one, because you issued it.
Well, it's kept in our file. And you have to remember that this file is restricted as far as circulation because of the body and murder.
They cremated him already the next day. That's not a normal procedure. Really?
All right, and so there was a Feeney Shakur, and there was an interviewer that was questioning the autopsy, the gentleman that actually performed the autopsy on Tupac, and I don't know, that was quite interesting how she ended that. Did you hear, Sound, how she said he chose to leave quietly?
Yeah, that was very poignant. I mean, that's a first me ever hearing that interview, and just it was shocking to hear her talk about how unhappy her son was and how tired he was, how tired he was, almost like tired of living and tired of going through the bullshit. That was deep. That was very deep.
But look, did you notice she said, this is what kind of sprung a question mark over me. She said he chose to leave quietly. And in an interview, which I tried to find, and I could not find this interview, but I wanted to find the verbal interview, but I have the written interview of it. And Tupac states that he, wanted to escape the publicity, and he was tired of the fame, and he was tired of, of just being in the public eye. And the interviewer had asked him, well, how would you get out of the public eye? What would you do to, kind of step back? And he said, fake his own death. Now, I have that in writing, but I was looking for that interview verbally. So I thought it was ironic that she said he chose to leave quietly. Does that mean he just chose to get out of the limelight, if for those who believe? Or does that mean that he actually took his last breath and passed away? You could view that both ways.
Yeah, exactly. Leaving quietly, that's just what I was thinking about when you brought that up. You can definitely take that two ways. He left this earth quietly, to go to a better place, or he left and tipped out and faked his murder quietly.
Yep. Because she said he was tired and he didn't want to be in the public eye anymore. And, you know, then there was rumors that him and Suge Knight were in dispute over money. And it was just all kind of different things.
What's interesting about that, Brown, is that I didn't know earlier when I made the comments about, you know, Tupac craving the spotlight. He always wanted to be in the media spotlight, and there's no way he would be gone this long. But, you know, what you've just said, you know, is a total contrast to what I said. You know,
right.
from that interview with his mom, it's just quite the opposite. He was fed up with the spotlight. He was fed up with the media spotlight and all the scrutiny. So, you know, I'm sort of in limbo. I still lean to the fact I think, you know, Tupac is gone and he's not with us. But a lot of interesting stuff on your show tonight. A lot of interesting stuff that raises a lot of questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so,
I wanted to ask you a question, Brown, about the person that you did the show for tonight. I wanted to ask you, and I've been thinking about that person all night, because apparently to me, that person had to be pretty, pretty adamant about their belief that Tupac Shakur is still alive for you to really go out on a limb and do this show. And I just wanted to get in your own words, how adamant was this mystery person, and I understand you want to disclose their identity, you know, and not put it out there. But how adamant really was this person in believing that Tupac Shakur is really alive?
You know what's funny? the individual called, and it's funny because they had called I don't believe the individual said their name when they called. But one of the individuals that called was actually one of the persons that believed. I slipped. I don't believe they said their name. But the person was really, we actually had how many? Three people that called in and said they believe, and three that didn't. So it was kind of even. We're even once again. But anyway, the person wrote me, sent me articles, sent me the CNN. The CNN article. That I found and researched it, and you know it looks real, but it's stating that this could have been a April Fool's joke because it came out April 5th, 2005. Also, too, this individual sent me links. The links that I'm displaying in the chat room were some of the links that were sent in the emails, and you know once that. I didn't even know about the TMZ coming out April 30th until this individual had informed me and said, look, you know, I really believe he's alive. I think you should do a show on it. Because I always ask my listeners, you know, to give me information, give me suggestions, give me comments, and please still continue to do so. You can email me at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com for any show suggestions or who you'd like to see on the show and so forth.
Okay. You got an interesting chat, Brown. I want to read to you real quick. Susie Farrell in the chat room, and I don't know if I'm in the wrong chat room or the Matrix chat room, whatever they call it. She makes an interesting chat. She says, some famous musicians like Scott Stapp, lead singer of Creed, he was tired of the music business. I know you don't know him. He's a rock group. He quit the business. And Susie Farrell, I actually do know who Scott Stapp is. Creed, I'm a fan of their music. Big fan of Creed. Very popular rock and roll band. But she makes a point. Some people get in, and it's a passion all their life, but they cannot put up with the rigors of the media, of the crowd. Some people cannot change their life overnight and just go from being able to go to the grocery store every day, go to your favorite barber. You know, they can't make that transformation from that to rock star and the media always hounding you. Some people can't, and they'll trade all the money, all the fame in just to go back to some type of normal lifestyle. And that could have been a situation with Tupac. It could have been.
After reading all this information, I'm telling you, I dug up, like, the links that the individual gave me. Then I dug up some on my own because I got really intrigued. And now I can honestly see why someone would believe that Tupac is still alive. Once you hear his mother saying he's tired and the autopsy report 40 pounds off and, you know, it's just amazing, you know, what you hear, why he would still be alive. Now, I do have one more snippet I'd like to play. Actually, shucks, I don't know if I can squeeze in two more. Sound, if you can please, we got 10 minutes left.
Okay.
Can you please extend the show maybe 15 more minutes because I want to play these last two snippets. One is the seven-day theory, why people believe Pac is live. These are actual listeners, okay? These are actual people, fans of Tupac that believe why he's alive. And they were going to do, where were you when Tupac died? Okay. All right. So if you can hang tight, and we're going to do this, and then we're going to go ahead and close the show for tonight. Yeah. All right.
I'm adding your time right now as we speak.
Yep. I'm just going to do this real quick, and I need to get that. You know what? We'll probably go ahead since I have it up already. We're going to do Where Were You when Tupac died. Because I already
have
that up.
You have 24 minutes now remaining.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
All right, these are, it's really sad. It's ironic. You know, as soon as this is over, Sound, if you can go to the switchboard and play the snippet 2, it'll say POC 2.
Okay.
That's the one.
Okay, I got you. I'm right on
believe.
It.
Okay.
Okay,
all right, listeners, please keep it locked. These are some of Tupac's fans and friends, all right, on the day. Where were you when Tupac died?
I saw Pac in Vegas about to get to the car. He was coming out the hotel. And we walked off, and we got in the cab, and they got in the Bentleys and all that other stuff. And, you know, we went on to another party, and 20 minutes later, we heard Pac got shot.
I was at Warren G's house in the living room. I think he was playing a video game. We kept getting a whole bunch of calls and pages. Somebody told us to turn on the news, and we turned the news on, and we seen a little shit.
I remember calling Fanny and saying, Faye, do I need to get on a plane right now? She said, Jada, he's going to be okay. You get here when you can.
I drove down there to the hospital. Because I wanted to see my nigga, you know what I'm saying, make sure he was dead. I'm thinking that he was going to make it.
Pac, he'd been shot before. Fine.
My first reaction was, again? You know what I mean? And then he was like, oh, he's going to be all right. Because, you know, this after he got shot 5 times.
He was like a cat with, like, 9 lives.
I had went to see him when he was still alive. And I said a little prayer to him in his head. He held his hand and whispered at him, you know, said my peace with him. You know, he didn't have no consciousness, but I felt like my spirit and his spirit connected, and I felt like he got it. When I heard that Tupac died, I was cooking in a restaurant. It was a sports bar, so there was a big TV screen, and we all just kind of watched it, just like, you know, just dazed.
My mother knocks on the hotel door. Will opens the door. As soon as I see her face, I knew he was gone.
I cried like my mother cried when Marvin Gaye died.
A lot of people that worked at the job that I worked at didn't understand Tupac. Or didn't understand the music, so we're looking at us like, what's wrong? What's the big deal? Get over it. And it's like, nah, this is a really fucked up day. For the longest, I think anybody who had something to do with hip hop and loved the music was a sense of mourning for a long time.
All right, and so that was the voices of various celebrities. They had Eminem, Marlon Wayans, Snoop, Jada, and several other artists that I did not recognize, some that visited him in the hospital, some that actually called his mother. And when you hear the celebrities talk about the death scene. That makes it more real, you know,
yes,
because we didn't actually
does.
Have pictures. We only had interviews, you know,
mm-hmm.
about friends that went to visit him.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So true. So true. Now, Shirley, so, you have a 702 number. Is that you, the other number, the 498?
Yep. That one is the other line that I
okay.
was playing.
Okay.
These
cool.
segments
cool.
on. Okay.
Yes.
All right, now we're going to go into those that believe. This is going to be the last snippet that I'll play for the evening. And I want to say thank you so much once again. And for those of you who are just catching,
gonna
this, this is gonna the
see.
Archive.
It's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain.
Okay, was that the right one? Clip two?
Yeah, clip two. Yep, yeah.
Okay, that's
but real
okay,
quick,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off. That's why I stopped.
No, you're okay.
Good.
You want to make sure you have the right one?
yeah, I got my.
For
I got
those
my
who are listening to the archive segment of this show, please go back and listen to the first one. All right, these are two chopped up shows because the switchboard cut us off on the first one. I'm upset, too, because I lost some callers that were actually on hold and they thought the show was over. And there was a young lady voicing her opinion. We actually had several that it was split once again. Several that believed Pac was alive and several that believed he was gone. And like I said, this report kicked off from TMZ on April 30th with pictures, and there's pictures all throughout the chat box. Before I leave, I will try to give you that link again, or you can just Google it, TMZ Tupac Alive. Okay, go ahead, Sam. We're going to play now the 7-day Machiavelli theory, why people believe Tupac's alive.
Okay, clip two. Here we go.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through all this bullshit.
I heard Boomer died, murdered in cold blood, traumatized. Pictures of me in my final state, you know I'ma cry. But that was fiction, so Gabba got the story twisted. Like I no longer existed, mysteriously missing. I'm going worldwide, baby, I ain't hard to find. Multiple gunshots, fill the block, the fun stop. Snitches was calling cops, people shot, nobody stop. I wonder when the world stopped. Came in last night, two kids shot. While the whole block's staring me, I've been shot and murdered. Can't tell you how it happened, word for word. But I'm back, reincarnated. Now maybe if I died and came back, my time away just made perfect. I know I'll die soon. I'm contemplating the block. Wonder where the door to go. Brothers getting shot, coming back, resurrected. Stay off the block, you baby got, cause I know they coming for me. I've been hesitant to reappear. Been away for years, never got my appetite. Been reduced to tears, what's in my mind?
It's like being the last person alive. You know what I'm saying? After 3 days, you can't do anything. What can I do? Where can I go?
Tupac Amaru Shakur got shot September 7th. Survived the 7th, the 8th, the 9th,
10th, 11th, 12th.
And then died on Friday the 13th.
The 7th day. Hence, the 7th day theory.
The 7th day theory. Tupac was born on June 16th, 1971. 1 plus 6 is 7. Tupac was also shot 7 months after the release of All Eyes on Me.
You know, if you rearrange the letters in the album Machiavelli, the Don Columinati, the 7-day theory, it actually can be respelled as okay, on the 7th, you think I'm dead, yet I'm really alive.
Yo, I seen Pac. He out there. He's somewhere.
Tupac was 25 when he died. 2 plus 5 is 7. And on top of all that, he died at 4:03. 4 plus 3 is 7. You do the math.
If I die or whatever, it can happen. If anything would have happened to me, it's about 3 albums ready. And I like that.
They fired 12 shots at this man. 5 of them hit. 12 minus 5 is 7.
8. Tupac is dead, man. I don't even want to hear it.
All right, if that don't convince you, then let's check out his videos. In the Toss It Up video, he broke the mirror with the bat. That's 7 years bad luck right there.
In the Hail Mary video, there's a gravestone that says Machiavelli. Lightning cracked it, and it has a hole through it, and this implies Machiavelli rose from the dead.
And also in the film Gridlock, when they was in the cafe looking at the menus, all the L's was upside down 7. And in the film Game Related, Tupac badge number had the number 115 on it.
Now, any mathematician out there knows that 1 plus 1 plus 5 equals 7. 7!
And check this, it was also 7 members in the Outlaws.
They equal 7, that's why. That's the 7-day theory. That's what I'm sticking by!
And one last thing, Tupac died on September 13th. And on the album, I Ain't Mad At You, it's track number 13. And in the video, I Ain't Mad At You, he dies.
That's absolutely true. When I get shot, when I go to jail, when I die, you can watch it. You got two of the biggest hip-hoppers out there. Don't nobody know nothing. I want, when they see me, they know that every day when I'm breathing, it's for us to go far. You know, every time I speak, I want the truth to come out. Learning, ducking straight shots, bullets be hot, stay burning, inhaling sherm smoke, visualize the flames, will I be smuggled? Tremendous intelligence in Tupac. Strange witches, cowards conversate, so what you did, taking pictures for the feds and desperate folks that use his name on the street.
I don't want to be 50 years old at a BET, we shall overcome, achievement award. You know what I'm saying? Man, every time I speak, I want to shiver. I'm not saying I'm going to rule the world or I'm going to change the world, but I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world.
Now, a moment of silence.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't do it.
Let us pray.
Say I come back stronger. Take it 5 bullets. Surviving. I'm known as a survivor now. I hope so. I go down paths that haven't been traveled before. And I want to be in the future known as somebody. You know, I want people to be talking about me like, you know. But no one is real bad.
Never, my name is not still, not uttered. You know what I'm saying? And that's good for me because I don't want to be forgotten. If I'm forgotten, then that means I'm comfortable. And I think everything is okay.
Feeling that. You did a good job.
All right, so that's for all of the fans that still believe that Tupac is alive and all the different theories and analogies that you could possibly come up with. And earlier, like I said, we heard from some of the celebrity friends that said they visited him in the hospital. And for those of you just joining us, all you got to do is just tune in to the archive segment and take a peek. So, Sam, what's some of your final thoughts on the show? I know we're almost finished here, but
you
started
off
believing
minutes.
He was dead. Now you kind of don't know, huh?
Yeah, you know, you sort of in limbo. You know, you always say the burden of proof. You know, something that occurred to me, tonight, I was thinking about, you know, you always hear the comparisons and people laugh when you talk about Tupac being alive. And the first thing people come out of their mouth, okay, the black Elvis. He, you know, here we go with this Elvis theory again. And I thought back, you know, I was a child when Elvis died. And, of course, we have all of these years that have passed. And you know, people are still saying Elvis is alive. But I just don't think there has been closely the burden of proof, you know like
right.
with this Tupac situation. I don't recall videos, and I know that was a different time before we were in this media age with computers and YouTube and video, but I just, you know, all these years past, you would think, you know, you'd seen, you know, some similarities with the proof, you know, as opposed to Tupac with video and stuff like that with Elvis,
right.
if in fact he's still alive. So I
mm-hmm.
think there's an unbalance with that, with the Tupac
right,
similarities
right,
to Elvis, you know. But just real interesting stuff. Very, very interesting stuff, man. And all the numbers and the mathematicians, that the stuff with the sevens and all that, just very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And then they have a name that he's supposed to be going by, Jamal Millward, in Columbia City, California. I'm like, wow. It's crazy, you know. I don't know. They didn't have Elvis living mysteriously under another name and none of that. You know what I'm saying?
you know, Brown, the one thing I have to say is this. This is the one thing I have to say about this Tupac thing, in contrast to believing that he's alive again. I would have to say this. If, in fact, Tupac is alive, Tupac is really on the move. He's not staying put for a period of time. Because think about it. If you got all these sightings and these people saying, hey, that's Tupac. Tupac's there. He's in that hotel or he's in that house. You know people would go get the National Enquirer and sell him out and make that quick money to get that story out there. They would call the media. You know, they would bring attention to whatever location he's at. If there are these people out there that are saying that there are all these sightings. So I say this. If there's, in fact, a chance that Tupac Shakur is alive, he's definitely on the move. He's not staying put for any period of time.
Oh, yeah, because you know? The guy, the creepy guy that kind of spooked you out a bit, the one that was disguised his voice and said he was in New Mexico. Did
the
have a legend? Huh?
The boogeyman guy,
yeah. I know, right? Now, then we had the CNN report saying that he was in Columbia City, okay? Now, this is the ironic thing. You guys can certainly Google this, too. It was dated April 4th, 2005, by Robert Spencer, okay, at CNN.com is where you can find this story. However, when I researched it and Googled it, when you look at the story, it looks real. But then when I Googled it and I found more information on it, they said that this was an April Fool's joke. But on the actual report, when you Google it, I didn't see April Fool's nowhere on that report. But I thought it was funny. If CNN truly got a hold of a story like that, that would have been breaking news. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That would have been breaking news. I mean, but it also says that it was a private conference held late at night because he did not want to be revealed. It was almost as if Tupac supposedly told this reporter that, look, you know, I'll do this interview with you only if it's private, is what the story is supposed to say. I don't know.
You got a quick chat. And Susie Farrell, we appreciate you tonight. In the chat room, you've had a lot of interesting chats. Susie chats, most singers, when they died, they have an album never finished. Tupac, I lost count how many albums when they said that. I heard once a radio station thinks he's alive. This was a white man saying this. So thank you for those comments, Susie.
Now, ask Susie, does she think, Susie, you're listening, do you think Tupac is alive? We've had it pretty much split once again. We've had it split. 51% of his fans believed, according to the reports from TMZ.com, that he was alive. And then we had 49% that believed he was not. So it was pretty much split, you know. Hey, Down South Georgia Girl, Hold the Vision, Bill Sappy. My chat box is split. Ed Lips, I got Sound Off. And
Susie Farrell over here in the other chat room.
Yeah, Susie, come on in the other chat box because we got it all twisted up in here.
Right. Let me close this box out. I'm going to try to get to the other box. Now, Brown, one thing I want to do for you, this has been a very, very interesting show, and I got a gift I want to give you to help you out with this show. What I want to do tomorrow is I want to take these two shows, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to tie these two shows together. I have a player, Audacity.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have Audacity, and what I can do is I can download the first show on Audacity, and what I can do is I can stop that show and cut it right where it went out, and what I'll do is I'll attach this second show right where it started. So that break in this long period, we'll take all of that out. And what you can do is replay this show on your page, and what will happen is it'll upload back to your page, and then you can delete the old show that got cut off, and you'll just have the one show with both of these shows connected. So I'll get on that for you tomorrow.
That's what's up. All right. I appreciate that. Some of the listeners in the chat room, I see y'all coming through. I want to know your thoughts. If you want to put a yes or no in the chat box, do you believe that Tupac is still alive? I'd like to get your thoughts. It's been pretty much divided all night, and I want to get your opinions. Sound, how many minutes do we have remaining? Because I can't see that.
We got 5 minutes. Did you want to add anything else?
5 minutes remaining. Okay. Well, with these last 5 minutes,
yeah.
All I want to say is that, you know, I believe in my heart that Tupac was the world's greatest rapper. Okay. I have loved Tupac. I have followed Tupac since he first came on the scene with Juice, and I thought he was crazy and off the chain then. And I think it's funny now, even Lil Wayne, he says he's the world's greatest rapper alive. So he won't go there and say, period.
Yeah, exactly,
he even knows. You feel me? And there's been countless MTV and BET and VH1 countdowns, and Pac has always been in the top, you know, three. Several times he hit the number one MC, you know, greatest rappers of all time. And I just got to say that if he's been dead 13 years ago and he's still producing number one hits, working with recent artists like Keisha Cole and, you know, gosh, there's so many, I can't even think off the top of my head, but just multiple collaborations, Eminem, 50 Cent, you know, gosh, so many different artists have taken, you know, samples from his music and implemented it into their work and made it brilliant. And I just got to say that he is still here, still present, if not in body, in spirit. You know, and a lot of people, matter of fact, there's a statue that I wanted to put a, see if I can find that link. You know, they have a school, a class that they study on Tupac.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Berkeley, yeah. They study his poetry. They have a museum here in Atlanta. You know, one thing that just occurred to me, Brian, we got about 3 minutes left, and I'll make this quick. I think one of the biggest reasons people really can't let go of the fact that Tupac may be dead and may no longer be here with us, I think it was just his sheer brilliance of this man,
yeah.
The genius of this man, his greatness as a rapper, and the fact that Tupac really was a good guy. There were a lot of MTV interviews I remember where they interviewed this guy, intelligent guy, respect for the people that were interviewing. Tupac was an asshole when society was an asshole to him. Let's just be real about that. This guy wasn't a bad guy. When the media would mess with him and people would mess with him, hell yeah, your bad side's going to come out. That's any of us. But I think it's a situation where people don't want to let go because we know we lost a true soldier. We know we lost a very genuine good person that possibly could have made a very, very big difference in society and with youth today. So you know, I think that's you know,
that's
wrap
it.
Up with
absolutely
it.
Right. It's very hard to let them go, and you know, I just got to say that I have been touched. He in the last snippet we just heard, he said, if anything was to happen to me, he says, I'm about 3 albums ready. Did you hear that part?
Yeah, I did catch that.
He was already thinking ahead. And like I said, he was always obsessed with death, which was a concern of many. But like I said, it was almost as if he prophesied his own death. He had already had this intuition. He was going to die prematurely. So we just got to say, you know what, Pac, rest in peace. And rather it truly is a physical death or just a death to Hollywood and you out there living a normal life, I want to say God bless you, brother, and I appreciate what you have done to the black culture, you know, well as just the music industry as a whole. That brother's done major things. So he was real. People couldn't appreciate it. The only thing I got to say is that sad, they couldn't really appreciate it until after he was gone. Some of us got it while he was living, but others looked at him as controversial and just being an idiot and stirring up mess. But he was ahead of his time. You know, now we get it 10 years later because things he was talking about back then hadn't happened yet.
That's it.
But
that's
he
it.
Already seen
that's
it, and he already felt it, and he knew what was going on as far as with the black culture, you
that's
know,
it.
And being racist.
So. Brown, you got about 60 seconds left. Did you want to run through the chat room right quick, give a final shout
out? Yes, definitely. I got to say that I appreciate all the listeners that came through. We got Hold the Vision, Down South Georgia Girl, Bill, Sappy, Ed Lips, and then we had, what was the lady in the other chat room?
Susie Farrell, Ed Lips. You got
Susie
Sound
Farrell.
Off Radio, Sound Off Radio in the room as well.
Did Susie ever answer the question? Did she believe Pac was alive?
You know what, Brown? I couldn't tell you because I finally broke out of detention hall and got to the right room. So I got out of detention hall at the last minute, and I got in the right room.
Well, y'all come check us out next Thursday. It's going to be Can You Handle an Open Relationship as we discuss Will and Jada Pinkett's alleged open marriage. We got some details on that. No, next Tuesday, May 19th at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific Standard Time.
And that'll be following the Sound Off Now show. That'll be right after my show.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.
Right. Okay, thanks, everybody.